Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning I want to read from the Gospel of John and then one verse from the Gospel of Luke. First out of the Gospel of John, chapter 13, beginning at verse 2. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him." And out of the Gospel of Luke, chapter 22, verse 24. A dispute arose also among them, the disciples, as to which of them was considered to be the greatest. It's one of my favorite scenes in Scripture, Jesus washing the feet of his beloved friends while they argued about matters of self-importance. But it gave Jesus the moment to act as he did. He could have simply told them what to do, but he didn't. Instead, he used this moment during the night of the Last Supper, so near his death on the cross, to teach them something they would apply for the rest of their lives. In the hot, dry weather of those days, the roads of Palestine were usually dry and inches deep in dust, and during infrequent rains, they became mud flows. People wore open sandals then, and as a result, their feet were usually covered either with dust, dirt, or mud. Therefore, large pots of water were always at the doors of each house, and a servant of the house was usually there with towels to wash the feet of the guests as they came in. Well, Jesus' little company of friends had no servants, and they probably shared or should have shared the foot washing duties among themselves. But this night, they got so caught up in competitive pride as to who among them was the greatest that none of them accepted the responsibility of washing the feet of each other, even Jesus' feet, as he came in. And as he often did, Jesus took this moment to teach them a lesson in a most vivid way. He did what none of them would do. And they continued to argue with the basin still in the corner and the towel on the floor still unused. And Jesus moved while they argued. They argue and debate while he removes his robe and wraps the towel around his waist. Then, as servants had done many times, Jesus knelt before them with the basin and cloth and began to wash their feet. You know, there's something about that picture that does not sit right with us. The hands that will be pierced the next day by the nails of the Roman soldiers are scrubbing filth. And the people whose feet he is washing, I mean, does Jesus realize who they are? Yet God stooped down to serve them. Reminded me of those we honored on Veterans Day yesterday, our veterans who stepped up and stooped down to serve us. Look, none of those disciples deserved to have their feet washed by Jesus. Not one. Did any of them ever sacrifice anything for Jesus or ever really understand his stories or any of his examples? Did they ever understand that Jesus' love for them was to be shared with others? And later, when he goes to the garden to pray, they'll fall asleep. When Pilate and the others accused Christ, they will stay silent. When Jesus falls under the weight of the cross on the road on the way to Calvary, they won't even be close enough to rush to his side and help him carry the cross. And were we there, we may want to tell Jesus, "Hey, Don't do it, Lord. Don't wash their feet. Let them wash yours. Why might we say that? Why? Because of the injustice that it seems to be. Because they don't deserve it. Maybe it's because we just don't want to see our great God stooping, bending, and behaving like a servant and washing filthy feet. Or do we object because we don't want to do the same thing ourselves? Christ let his love flood over a group that, by our calculations, didn't deserve it. But he let it flow over them anyway. Disciples who would betray him, leave him, and deny him. But he let his love flow over them anyway, knowing what they would do. Are you kidding me? I'm not sure I could do that. In his act of service, he was saying, I know who you are, I know what you've done, and what you will do, and I forgive you. I love you. And then he goes on to say in verses 14 and 15, now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you should also wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. So go and do it to others and for others. As Jesus did for the disciples, he also does for us, for you and for me. He takes the grimiest parts of our lives and washes them clean. He takes the worst parts of our past, forgives, and wipes them gone. And like the disciples, we don't deserve it either. But he does it anyway. Through his love, grace, and his light, he blazes a way through the darkest nights of our past, present, and into our future. But we can't do it, my friends, unless we let him do it, unless we confess that we need him. It's only when we confess that we have followed the wrong path that the water of the servant can cleanse us. But we tend to be a little bit proud, don't we, like Peter, and resist him. Ah, I'm not that dirty, Jesus. Just sprinkle a few drops on me and I'll be fine. But when we confess that we need full and complete cleansing, guess what? He will wash us clean. And by his example, he calls us to do the same for others. He calls us to forgive where we can't. Just do it, he says, as I forgave you. He calls us to touch the untouchables that no one else will touch. Just do it, he says, as I touched you. He calls us to be his light and his love for those in the world who need our help, who need us to be the light of Christ shining in the darkness of their world. Just do it, he calls to us, just as I did it for you. Let me leave you with this. It's a story I've shared before, which J.B., James Brown, a dear friend, shared in his wonderful book, The Role of a Lifetime, which I commend to your reading. Having played baseball in the old Negro National League for the Kansas City Monarchs, in 1947, Jackie Robinson became the first black man to play baseball in the major leagues. He played that year and throughout his career for the Brooklyn Dodgers. He was named Rookie of the Year. 2 years later, in 1949, he won the batting championship with a .342 batting average and was selected the National League's most valuable player. He ended his career with a lifetime .311 batting average, and in 1962 was elected to the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. But Jackie Robinson's life and career were not all glory and awards. Instead, it was one in which he was constantly faced with painful racial slurs and hatred from people with unfounded prejudice toward blacks simply because of the color of their skin. And on one occasion, when Jackie Robinson's team was playing in Cincinnati against the Cincinnati Reds, angry racial taunts reached a deafening level. A white teammate, Pee Wee Reese, the shortstop and a much respected player among the players and fans, called timeout right during the middle of the game. As the game stopped and the crowd began to quiet, wondering what was unfolding before them, Reese slowly walked over to Jackie Robinson at his second base position, put his arm around his shoulder, and stood there silently. It was a wordless but eloquently powerful message which said to the now silent crowd, "This man is my friend. This man is my brother." As Jesus loved us, he calls us to love others. Everyone we meet, family, friends, and people we agree with and disagree with, the poor, the neglected and discriminated, the outcasts and the hated. He calls us to let his light shine through us for everyone. Look again at those seven words in verse 12 of chapter 13 that we read a moment ago, where John writes this: when he had finished washing their feet. Notice that it says he, Jesus, had finished. That means that when he washed the disciples' feet, he left no one out. Jesus not only washed the feet of Peter and the others, but he also washed the feet of Judas, knowing full well Judas was about to betray him. Was it easy? Probably not. Will it be easy for us? Probably not. But Jesus never asks us to do anything which he hasn't already done himself. So, as Jesus has shown us by his example, we too must go and do what he has done. Because, my friends, the world is waiting and watching and needs us and his love. Let me pray for us. Father, I thank you for my dear friends. I thank you for this moment where we just pause and remember such a powerful message, a powerful example of you washing the feet of the disciples, all of them, setting before us what we need to do. Help us to do that, Lord, with your power and through your power, to reach out and touch the world, all of the world, everyone, Lord, that you see, because you love them all. Help us to do the same. Help us to make a difference with you and through you and for you in the world around us and every life we meet. And it's in your Son's precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.